So hello everyone, welcome to this workshop. Me and Leighton thought it's a good idea to start by saying a few things about the idea of this event. So as this audience knows very well, the idea that Tectonians may be useful in describing patterns one sees in standard model is very old. However, there is recent surge of interest in these ideas. And well, one of the aims of this workshop, one of the ideas was to bring people interested in this together to hopefully stimulate further progress. At the same time, again, as this audience knows very well, Actonians and exotic objects like Actonians, Quaternions is not a popular subject in physics. This has some scientific reasons, some not so scientific reasons. From the scientific reasons, probably the main one is that the battle to use objects like quaternions in describing physics has been fought and lost more than 100 years ago after Hamilton and after people that came after Hamilton erased all the mentions of quaternions from physics textbooks. At the same time, quaternions and actonians is an established subject in mathematics community. And if you open the right books, you'll see that quaternions, actonians is the best language to describe some geometry. Some geometry is really best described in those terms. In the retrospect, we now, knowing the mass, we now can explain why Actonians or why quaternions proved to be not so useful in physics. Well, quaternions are Euclidean. They're about a rotation group in Euclidean four dimensions rather than Lorentzian objects. But physics is now more sophisticated than it was 100 years ago. And in particular, we do physics in higher dimensions. It's standard to consider gauge groups more complicated than SU2. And it is in this context, in the context of higher dimensions and large Lie groups, that quaternions and actonians are particularly useful. They become very useful language. They provide most economic descriptions of these groups. And in particular, well, coming back to the subject of this workshop, the group that is relevant for ground unification, SO10, is most economically described using actonians. This is definitely a reason why actonians seem to be popping up in relation to a standard model. This is definitely a reason, but potentially not the only reason. And we'll be hearing much more about this and other things in this workshop. And my last slide is the hopes that we had when we came up with these ideas. Well, at least for me, one of the main hopes is that Actonians will be recognized as a relevant and appropriate language, recognized more universally than is the case now. Second hope is that this event will lead to establishing a common language among the practitioners. We all come from different directions. We all speak rather different language. And the problem is that we rediscover facts that are already known to others. So my hope is that establishing common language will reduce the need for this rediscovery. And finally, well, our hope is that this event will lead to creating, well, establishing community of people interested in these ideas. And for those coming to these ideas in the future, it will provide a point of entry. So with this thing said, I now pass the stage to Michel Dubois-Valier, whose ideas in particular were very important, were instrumental in this current surge of interest in these topics. So, Michel.